Hello, everyone. This is Bill Dengler, a.k.a. Bill Cady. As you can hear, the recording equipment has been changed. This is being done from an Olympus DM420 now, instead of via the GNU Linux computer with SOX. I hope that the new recording quality is better. This is the first in a series of podcasts on getting started with Android. This podcast is getting started with Android version 2.3, Gingerbread. Gingerbread is an older Android revision, however, it is still on some phones, and therefore, it warrants a podcast. We are going to be doing this podcast with the T-Mobile G2 and with most of the phones that I have here, it's running CyanogenMod, except the CyanogenMod for Gingerbread. So let's power the phone on and start it at the setup wizard. Now, while the phone's booting, I'm going to make a couple of comments. Gingerbread is an older Android revision, as I said before, and therefore it does not have an accessibility feature or gesture or key combo that you can turn on accessibility. You need to have a sighted person turn on the accessibility for you. I've already done this. Also, the absolute minimum... there we go. Hold on. Let's see what we got.
Change language button.
Okay, we're at the setup wizard now. And I will go ahead and...
Setup wizard. Change language button.
Okay. As I was saying, and then we can go through the setup wizard. You need to have, at a bare minimum, a navigation control of some kind on your phone. Arrow keys, trackball, trackpad, something that you can use to navigate around Android. It's also recommended that you have a keyboard, although not absolutely necessary because you can always install a talking input method. We are now going to sign in and set up this device. We're at a change.
Change web view. Change live web view.
Okay, I think that's a web view. With Gingerbread, web views are not accessible. You cannot read them at all. That's another thing. But we're going to skip past this.
Change language button.
We got a change language button. Okay, we got change language, emergency dial, web view. Alright, alright. Okay. There we go. Okay, what you need to do, and I just happened to remember this because a sighted person had done the setup with me. What you're at initially with that change language and emergency dial screen is in the web view, I believe it says, welcome, touch the Android to begin. The Android, if you have a G2, is going to be located just a little bit above the back button. Keep moving your finger and then tap until you hear the click. And then you will be at this screen with a create button and a sign in button.
Skip button. By continuing, you agree to the Google and additional privacy policies.
Okay. What we want to do...
Skip button. Sign in.
We want to go to the sign in button and then we can click it.
Blank setup wizard. Blank. Edit text. Emergency dial button.
Okay. We have an emergency dial button. And we're now in a point where we cannot arrow around, okay? So if you want to enter your email, you're going to have to tap.
Let me try that. Setup wizard. Create button. Sign in button. Setup wizard. Blank. Edit text.
All right, do not arrow down at this point, because if you do, you will have to hit back and then start over. You're at the email box. So I'm going to open the keyboard and type in my email address. Now, since I have a Gmail account, I don't have to enter anymore, because Gmail accounts, when you go to the password, it'll automatically enter it. Okay, so that's the password. And to check it, we just...
Start.
So let's go ahead and enter my password. There we go. So let's press enter.
Site setup wizard. Cancel button.
And we should sign in. So just give it a minute, and we will sign in. And if we don't, we can connect to Wi-Fi, since this phone has no SIM card right now. I'm going to guess that it failed, so I'm going to press here.
Site setup wizard.
And I'm going to...
Wireless settings. Data and mobile network settings. Data enabled.
Okay, that's my email.
Password. Back button.
Okay, that's the back button.
By signing in, you back button. By signing in, you agree to the Google and additional private setup wizard. Sign in, skip, but by continuing skip button.
I think it's best, unless if you're in the same... hold on, never mind.
Back button. Connect to Wi-Fi.
Connect to Wi-Fi, never mind.
Setup wizard. Add Wi-Fi network.
What I was going to say is, if you're in this position and you don't have a SIM card and it does not let you sign in, your best bet is going to be to go in to and just skip the Google account stuff and then add your account after you connect to Wi-Fi, which may be what we end up doing here. Hold on. B is the closest one. I have a multiple router. I have a multi-router configuration, and B is the closest one here, so that's the one we're going to click. Okay, now we're connected. Now we can back out of here. Okay, here we go. Sign in. Here we go. It blanked out my... Okay, hold on. Sign in. Oh, okay, I see. Alright. So let's sign in again. Hold on. Now, don't down arrow. Press the enter key here.
Password.
And that'll put you right in the password field.
Star. Setup wizard. Cat B. Space.
Wait a minute.
Password. Edit text. Username. Edit text.
Okay, it says username. It blanked out the Gmail, so let's... Alright, hold on.
Password. Edit text. BILLKD2008. Mail password. Edit text.
Okay, here we go.
Star. Start. Start.
There we go.
Setup wizard. Cancel button.
And we should sign in here. Now keep in mind, I'm going to leave this in the recording unedited, unchanged. For those of you that are also having sign-in problems, you can see what I eventually do to get this working. So let's click in the password and try again. There we go.
Read this. This program will only appear once and is used to search for applications on the market. However, many users may wish to postpone running this application for various reasons. Cancel button. Okay.
Now this screen is just part of CyanogenMod. I'm going to cancel this right now.
Setup wizard. Checkbox.
Okay, it's an unlabeled.
Check next button.
I'm assuming those are for location. So if you want location, you're going to want to check those.
Setup wizard. Check. Next.
Just leave them all checked.
Next.
Next.
Button.
Again, with this version, it's hard to tell because these screens are not like this.
Next.
Alright, we found an unfocusable control.
Next button. Setup wizard.
There we go.
Finish setup button. You add setup automatic date and time settings. Automatic set date. Select time.
Okay, that did one thing right. It put me in date and time, so I can pick 24-hour format. It's back.
Contacts.
Nope, we don't need that right now.
Image.
Okay, here we go. We're on the launcher. Okay, so setup takes a little bit of trial and error. Let me lock the screen right now. Okay. So the setup process in Gingerbread takes a little bit of trial and error to get right, but once you get it right, you can get into the launcher and everything is pretty good from there. So what we're going to now do is to power or turn the screen on. To turn the screen on and to look at the launcher.
2048.
All right, the screen is on.
Screen on.
Oh, no, it's not. Well, anyway, what will happen is the screen will turn on and it will show a slider.
2048.
To unlock the phone, put a finger on the screen and then just slide.
Screen on. 2048.
Just slide left to right. When you do it right, when you put your finger on the right place, you'll feel a vibration, and then you just continue to slide to the right, and it will unlock. One thing I'm going to do right off the bat is go into the settings and turn off auto rotate. To do that, press the menu key on your device, and you'll get to a menu. Now, every phone is going to look different as far as the menu, but you should have something along the lines of settings or system settings that you can click on to get into the settings screen. We're going to go into display, though. Right there, where it says auto-rotate screen, uncheck that. And that way there, your screen will not keep switching to landscape on you. We're going to press the home button and continue exploring the launcher. This is part of CyanogenMod. There's an unlabeled button. Okay, we have an image. And now if we press the up arrow, there's email. There's another image. There's email. There we go. Okay. As you can see, here are your apps. And... Let's try this. Nope, not browser. Browser, I'm trying to find the app here. Not phone. Okay, we got 4 or 5. Okay. I'm just trying to find our app drawer here. Here we go. Okay. It takes a lot of finding and hunting around if you have ADW. What we're going to do is do two things. One, show you how to install an app from the market. And two, I'm going to switch the launcher to the Gingerbread launcher, which is what most of you are using. If you're on a Gingerbread phone, stock Gingerbread phone, you're going to have a Gingerbread launcher. Which will not be this thing. Camera, car home, 5 of 30, schematic Google phone, 20 of 30, news and music, mass market, 6 mass market, 16 of 32. There's market, so let's go ahead and click. Image, 1 of 5. Just give it a second. Here we go. Let's click the search button. If we can. ADW. Launcher, oh boy. Image. Hold on. We don't want email, we want market. Okay, there we go. Here's market. Alright, we have a market that doesn't say anything. Maybe I need to turn on Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi didn't stick.
Wireless and networks, AirPlay, Wi-Fi, connected to
I'm calling on Wi-Fi, but market doesn't work.
Launcher, phone, zero, AADW, not browser, AADW, launcher, AADW, market, the clock, market, message, news, and phone, 20th, super user, spare sound, preset, ROM manager, play market, ROM talk, ROM, and mark, image, setup, AADW,
let me go to market.
Phone, dial,
okay, market loads, but it just gives us a search button.
So we have
no connection. Alright, I see what's going on. We're having a Wi-Fi issue. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pause this recording, reboot both routers, and we will go ahead and resume review by installing Gingerbread Launcher from the market. Okay, I've rebooted both routers from the command line of the Linux box. Let's see if this has fixed the problem. Let's go ahead and power the phone on, or the screen on, rather. Unlock the screen. Let's go ahead and try this.
Launcher email. Image. 7 of the left phone. 0. Button 8. Image. AADW. Mark email. Market. Market. Search. Button. Settings. Accounts. Account. Settings. Market. Go up. Notifications. Notify me about updates to apps or games that I downloaded. Checked. Would clear search history. Remove all the searches in lock settings, content fill, use PSN or change PIA, Google at the market, retry, search, button.
Okay, I do not know what's going on with market. Regardless, we are going to try and mess with market later. Perhaps when Wi-Fi has settled down. So let's press the home button. Okay. Regardless of market not doing what we want market to do, let's go in and look at some of the other apps on this ROM. Okay.
Talk, drop market, search, each clock, see mid market, search, button. ADW, image, set, phone, black, ADW.
Okay. Let's look at the phone app. Now, what I'm going to have to do to make this phone app work, since we have no SIM, is I'm going to have to briefly go ahead and configure it on the SIP server. So, we are going to look at how that works so that we can do a call test, you know, as, you know, both an incoming and an outgoing call, even though we don't have a SIM card. So let's go ahead into the settings. Okay, here's accounts. Accounts is your internet calling. So let's go in here.
What
We do want to register.
Add account, button 1, use SIP account details, username, less than, not set greater than, 1 of 5.
So let's go into username. Just for the sake of this demo, I'm going to be using my PBXES account. Okay, so I've entered my password. And now let's click on OK. Alright. Let's back out of here and see if it'll even register to SIP. Let's see if the A network works. Okay, alright, so we fixed internet. Now, let's see if the market works. Just as a test, let's see if the market now works. So let's get home. Nope, not right now. Do that next, let's see if the market works. No, not round manager. What's the market? Here we go. Here's market. Okay. Alright. Now we should be able to search the market. You would think.
Settings, accounts, market, search button.
Alright, I guess the market's just not gonna work. Okay. Regardless. Okay, there we go. Alright, so let's go ahead and see how well we do here. Let's go ahead and make a SIP call to the G2. So let's see. Let's see here. Alright, we've run into a little problem here. Hang on a second. Oh boy, had to do some reboots and... But we should be in a generally good state now where we can do a SIP call. Let's see.
702-8 phone. Incoming call.
Okay.
702-67.231.245.210.
Now, since I don't have a real SIM card in this phone, I have SIP. So, what you would do to answer a call, regardless, is to put your finger on the screen and slide left to right, similar to how you unlock. This is a test of... Oh boy, powered off. Okay. Let's try this again. Here.
Screen on.
Alright, yeah, something's going on with my network, but... That is basically SIP and how you answer a call. For whatever reason, it's not allowing us to do it today. Is you would slide left to right to actually answer, and then right to left to decline the call. When you hear, as you heard, the ringtone played, and Spiel did announce the caller ID, it did it in the form of a SIP address. But it did do it. What we're going to do now is show you how to place, and I will turn the speaker volume up for this one. Okay, I'm going to show you how to place a call, and we're going to place it to another extension on the PBXES account, which is just the GNU Linux box. So what we're going to do is we're going to slide the phone open. Using that same gesture.
Launcher, blank.
And we're going to find the phone app here.
Email, image, set of image, a clock.
Nope, not the clock. The phone.
Email.
Not set email up, either.
Image, 7 of the left phone, blank.
Alrighty.
2, 5, 8, 5, 2, button.
Alright, so we're in the phone app. You can dial a couple of ways. You can open the keyboard if you have one and go. Let's see. I think you can. Let's see. Okay, no, that's right, you cannot. So, if you want to dial, what you do is use the arrow keys, and this is good too, because it works for any phone. Okay, so find... Alright, sorry about that, that was an email. Okay, so, just as a test, we're going to dial 7, so you find the 7 button and click it. Okay, 0 button, click it, and you go up. And click 2. And then the dial button. We have Bluetooth, mute, speaker. These are all checkboxes. We're going to check speaker. There we go. Oh boy. Let's type answer if it lets us. Test. Okay, yeah, SIP broke. Alright, let's try this again. Oh, here we go. Answer. Okay, no calls to answer. This is good because there's a call log. Alright, so we're on 702. If we want to call this person back, we can... This is our call log. If we want to call a person back, you can press... You have the call details, you can call again.
Send text message, 2 of 3.
Send an SMS.
Add to contacts.
Or add to contacts.
3.
We're going to call
send
again.
Call again.
If it allows. Of course.
Phone. No response. Time.
Alright, we are having a really... We're having an abnormally buggy. Alright, forget it. I'm going to tether these phones using my regular Android. So let me power this thing up. And I'm going to set up a tether. and I will be right back.
All right, we set up a tether, and we should be able to get going. I am going to leave all this stuff in here of me having problems and things not working because things aren't perfect. You know, errors do pop up, problems do pop up, and I'm going to leave these in here, you know, for those times where maybe someone else is having this problem. So what we're going to do is unlock the phone, and we are going to try and do this test call again.
702.
Let's long press it.
Alert. Call again.
Here we go. So let's answer the incoming call.
Connected.
This is a test, and it is working. Let's go ahead and turn. Okay. There we go. Oh boy, we still have. Okay, hold on. Let me just turn the mic all the way down. Just gonna turn the input volume down here. Okay, there we go. Now if we mute this, we should... Alright, I guess this thing doesn't honor mute settings or any of that, so I guess the only real way to do this is just turn the speaker down. There we go. Alright. So let's look at the in-call screen here. That's what I really wanted to do. Okay. So we got the hold button.
Add call.
Let's let you do three ways.
End.
Dial pad.
Speaker.
Mute. Which doesn't work. Bluetooth.
Hold.
Okay, so we're just looping around. Alright. And to end the call, which is... Okay, to end the call, which is what we want to do, we click the end button. Alright. So that is the phone. And now that we have working internet, we can actually maybe sort of look at the market now, and it'll actually work.
Let's see. Four of five.
Let's give this a try. Okay, alright, so market has been replaced with Play Store. So, let's go into this thing.
Image, 1 of 5, Android Google Play, Android Learn More, continue, button, search the Play Store, search, button.
And we can search the Play Store now. So let's go ahead and do that.
Play Store, search, button.
The best way is just to open the keyboard and start typing. So, let's go ahead.
Google Play Store.
Now that you have it working.
0008, by using Google for BILLKD2008 Google search button. By using the key with accept button, Play Store. Search.
Okay, here we go.
Search Google
there you
Play.
Go.
Search
All right.
Google
so let's open it up.
Play Store.
And you can start typing
search
now. So I can search for gingerbread. And we are now here at the apps list. So let's down arrow or down slide in this case.
Apps, 2 of 22, 3 of 2 of 22, apps, go up, apps.
Click on apps.
Books, 3 of apps, add place, 2 of 22.
All right, they're unlabeled, but the first one is the one we want. I don't know why they're unlabeled, but they're unlabeled. So if you want to install the Gingerbread Launcher app, which is the first one, just click.
Go up. Blank. Six blank. Blank. Connection timed out. Alert OK button. Add 2 of 20 apps. 2 of gingerbread launcher.
There we go.
3 by Eugene 373.
Okay, there it is.
Go up. Blank. Blank. Sit blank. Go up. Blank. Blank.
Now, what I did there, for those of you new, which, you know, this is getting started with Android, you will right arrow generally, and you'll go past include and wishlist, all this. You'll find the install button. That is what you want to click. You want to click on the install button, and you will be taken to this app permissions screen. Like I said, the arrow key, you know, pushes and things like that are going to be different for all devices and for all versions. So, on this case, it was right arrowing. Some phones, it might be right arrowing and then down arrowing. Everything's different. This screen, though, should be pretty consistent. The app permissions... And this will show you what Gingerbread Launcher Free needs access to. So let's go ahead and look.
Services that cost you money, directly call phone numbers.
So it's saying the app can directly call phone numbers.
System tools, modify global system settings, retrieve running applications.
Okay.
Your personal information, read contact data, see all, accept button.
If you are okay with installing the app after you know what it's going to have access to, you can click on the accept button.
Google Play Store.
You will hear some notifications now.
Update apps automatically when on Wi-Fi. Okay, not now.
Generally, you
okay,
want
not,
this.
Okay.
So let's click OK.
Play Store. Go up.
And let's wait for this to install the new app. The next part of this podcast will be the complete action using dialogue. Let's press the home button and look at this dialogue.
Android system, ADW, launcher, 1 of 2.
We have 2 launchers on this phone. We have ADW launcher, and we have launcher, which is the new gingerbread one we installed.
Use by default for this action. Not checked, checkbox.
We also have a checkbox that means when it's checked, this app will always be used and this dialogue will not pop up. Since that's what we want, we're going to check the box.
Checked.
And then arrow up.
Launcher.
Launcher. To go ahead and start this, we're going to press the select button now.
Messaging image 3 of 7. Messaging image 3 of 7. Phone all apps.
Okay. Alrighty. We're at a much better launcher now, and what the rest of you are going to be using. So, I know a bit out of order, but things came up as they needed to. We started off with the setup wizard. We really should have gone on to the launcher next, but we can't do that because the launcher in this ROM is not the regular launcher. So we were going to install an app from the market, but we couldn't do that because the internet wasn't working. And so we tried to skip on to using the phone app, which we did. We showed you how to use the SIP, or at least I kind of did it. I didn't really go into it in extensive detail, but I did use SIP, and I showed you that it was under call settings. We did both ways. I showed you the, you know, in-call screen. So now we're here at the launcher, which is really where we should have been several minutes ago. This launcher is the home screen of your device. It allows you to launch apps and access your widgets. So let's go ahead and arrow around this launcher. This launcher uses the left and right arrow keys. So we're going to start at the first.
Image, 1 of 5.
This is image. This is an unlabeled image, and I don't know what it does. I don't even think it does anything. Let's move right.
Phone, image.
There's the phone app that we were using.
All applications, image.
This is your app list or app drawer, and it will allow you to open an app that's not on your launcher screen.
Browser, image.
There's the browser.
Image, 2 of 5.
And then there's another unlabeled one. Let's see what it does. Nothing.
Browse all at phone image messaging. Image, 3 of 7.
Alright.
All application phone image, 1 of 5.
Okay, so the unlabels don't do anything. So, how do you add an app to the launcher? We, under this launcher, use an add item in the menu. So to do that, you press the menu key.
Add, manage apps, wallpaper, search, notifications, settings, add.
The one you want here is called add. So let's click on it.
Alert, add to home screen, shortcuts, 1 of 4.
We have shortcuts.
Widgets.
We have widgets.
Folders, 3 of 4.
We have folders.
Wallpapers, 4 of 4.
And we have wallpapers. We want to add a shortcut. So let's go to the shortcuts.
Folder, widget, shortcuts. When launch, applicate select activity. Applications, 1 of 9.
This is another one of those common dialogues in Android that will pop up pretty much everywhere. That will request a shortcut. This lets you pick what activity you want the shortcut to point to. Your choices generally, and when you install apps, this list will get bigger.
Book applications, 1 of 9.
Applications.
Bookmark, 2 of 9.
Bookmark.
Contact, 3 of 9.
Contact.
Cyanogen MOD settings, 4 of 9.
Cyanogen mod setting.
Direct dial, 5 of 9.
Well, cyanogen mod setting is just because I have cyanogen mod. Direct dial. This will, when you click on it or activate it, it will just call someone.
Direct message, 6 of 9.
Direct message, when you activate it or click on it, it will send an SMS message.
File manager, 7 of 9.
File manager.
Music playlist, 8 of 9.
Music playlist.
Settings, 9 of 9.
And your settings. And, like I said, when you install apps, that list will get bigger. We want to use applications, though. So we're going to click on applications.
Launcher, image, 1 of 3, select activity, 1 of 33.
And we now have a long list that we can pick from. So let's go to the Play Store. Let's go ahead and click on Play Store.
Launcher, image, 2 of 6. Play Store, image, Play Store.
And Play Store is now on the launcher. So, this allows us to create a custom launcher with only what we want on it. where some other mobile platforms basically have home screens and that's just all the apps you have installed on the device. With Android, you generally, now, like I said, every launcher is different, but with most launchers, you pick what apps you want on your screens. Yes, there are launchers that mimic some other mobile device manufacturers and show the icons on the screen, but most of them take this approach where you pick what you want. Let's go ahead and add a widget. Same process. We just press menu.
Add, manage apps, wallpaper, search, notifications, manage apps, add. Alert, add to home screen, shortcuts, 1 of 4. Widgets, 2 of 4.
We want widgets, so let's go into widgets. See what widgets are available.
Choose widget, analog clock, 1 of 11. Calendar, 2 of 11. Google search, 3 of 11. Home screen text, 4 of 11. Music, 2 widgets. 5 news and weather, 6 of 11. Picture frame, 7 of 11. Play store, 8 of 11. Power control, 9 of 11.
Let's add power control. I wonder if TalkBack reads this. Let's add power control.
Launcher.
Basically, no. TalkBack does not read the widget. So, you add a widget, and now you want to get rid of it. Well, basically, you cannot get rid of things you put on the launcher unless you want to start from scratch. Which is why, if you're on Gingerbread, you should mainly store things in your app drawer or just put widgets on your launcher screens. That way there you can go into your app drawer and access your apps. Unless you're willing to redo the entire thing every time you, let's say, need to remove something. The other choice is to just be careful what you put on the launcher. What we're going to do, though, is clear the launcher app data. You can do this with any app to basically start it off fresh. Like, you run the app for the first time. So we're going to open the phone, and I'm going to show you how to clear an app's data. While we're in this screen, you will also be able to uninstall apps. Let's go ahead and power the phone on.
2145.
Tap the menu key.
Manage apps.
Let's go ahead and click. So here's Launcher. So let's go ahead and click on it. You can force stop. You can uninstall, and I right arrow. Here. I can move it to my SD card.
Clear
the cache.
Clear defaults.
Clear defaults is basically if you chose this app in one of the Android system dialogues, the complete action using ones, and you check that use by default for this action. Basically, you can undo that choice here. I'm going to down arrow. Show all. Left arrow. Clear data. Okay, so if you find move to SD card and left arrow, you'll find clear data. And like I said, every phone's different. Go ahead and click on clear data.
Alert. Delete. All of this application's data will be deleted permanently. This includes all files, settings, accounts, databases, and so on. Okay. Cancel. Okay.
Let's click on okay.
Cancel. Okay. Application info.
Now let's click
Red
home.
Computing size button. Messaging Play Store. Image. 3 Play Messaging Image. 3 of 7.
and we're now at a clean Gingerbread launcher without the power control widget. There are some accessible widgets, but some are not accessible or they're web views. So keep that in mind before you add a widget, because you may have to clear your entire launcher's data. So we have the launcher. We know how to use the phone app. I think the next best choice or best app to look at is the messaging app. We have no SIM card, but we can still at least look at how to send a message.
Phone, call, advocate, browse, car, down, FM, message, Play Store, messaging. Messaging, new message, compose new message, one of one.
We can compose a new SMS message from here. So let's click new message.
Blind messaging, to edit text.
We can address the message to a phone number, or press the down arrow. Click on Type to Compose, and open the keyboard, and start typing. No. Let's read our message.
Alert. Discard. Your bet cancel. Button cancel. Bug messaging. This is a test message for getting started with Android. Edit text.
Okay. For whatever reason, it's not allowing us to get back to the to field. There we go.
This is a test message for getting started with Android. Edit text. To edit text.
Sometimes you may think that you're trapped in a text field or whatever. You just have to arrow around enough times and you'll get out of it. So, there's the to field and the message field. There isn't really too much else unless you press the menu key. So you can add a subject,
attach. You
can attach,
all threads,
discard,
insert smiley,
and that's it, discard. Let's go to discard.
Messaging, new message, compose new message, one of one.
And we are back at the main screen of the messaging app. Let's back out of the messaging app now, and go back to the home screen. So we've looked at the phone app, we've looked at the messaging app. Another good app to look at is a browser. Since you're on Gingerbread, the browser does not read. You have a couple of choices. The first one, which I think is the best choice, is to install the Mozilla Firefox browser. It works pretty well. The second choice is to install Code Factory's browser, which you will have to pay for. In this podcast, we're going to be downloading the Mozilla Firefox browser, though. So let's go ahead and go to the
phone, all applications.
Go to the Play Store.
Play Store. Go up.
And open the keyboard.
Play Store. Search button.
And let's search for Firefox.
F-M-I-R-E-F-O-X. Play Store. Search button. Search Play Store. Search button.
And let's see what choices we have here.
Firefox. Search button at empty list. Place at 1 of 22, 3 of 22 go up.
When you get unlabeled apps like that, it just means you have no connection. At least that's what I've come to the conclusion of. Here, like, look, let's see. Yeah, see, it says blank. For whatever reason, it just does not want to read, but we...
Share blank in search.
Okay,
share
let's blank. See.
Read this review was new, hyphen per tab private browsing, hyphen gingerbread and honeycomb support for H264/AEC/MP3 hardware decoding, hyphen top sites in about colon home is now customizable, hyphen the single quote click. Menu item has been removed from Firefox versions running on ICS and higher. When done browsing, just tap swipe off recent application list. Use the Quit Now add-on if you want more control. Hyphen system requirements lower to 384 MB of RAM and QFK displays. Learn more. www.mozilla.com.
Okay, this is the right one. And find the... Okay, fine. Go up. And then down arrow. Alright, find the screenshot up here. Right arrow, and you'll find the install button. So let's click on it. Accept. And the Firefox browser will install. You're going to hear it click, and then Firefox will install. As you can hear, it just takes a while, and then it'll start clicking as it begins to install.
Screen off. 2155. Alert. Review alert. Google Play refuse now use Google Okay button.
Nope, you don't want to do that.
Alert. Review by build at the Play Store. Go up.
Here we go.
And
there's Firefox browser for Android.
Screen on.
So let's open the phone back up, go back to the launcher.
All app select all applications, image, statistics opted in. All app select shortcut, image.
Okay, browser has become select shortcut, so let's click on it.
All app select. and shortcut image.
Okay, so you don't.
All application messaging image, 3 of messaging. Play Store image, 3 of 7 phone. All application brown card down fire FM
ring. Go to Firefox.
Blank. Enter search or address.
So this is what you want to click on.
1 of 6. Alert. Share. Share. 1 of 4.
I'm going to click on my third.
Firefox. Blank. Enter search.
Enter,
or address.
Search.
Enter search
or address.
Or address. Firefox. Fire. Firefox.
And now you can open up your keyboard.
1 of 4.
And start typing a web address. So let's type in a web address.
U. B. U.
All right, so let's type in.
U. Firefox. L. U. N. C. H. P. D. Dot. N. P. T. Slash. 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 Right paren. Right paren. Apostrophe. Apostrophe. Quote. Quote. Firefox.
Trying to find a key on this keyboard.
Underscore. Underscore.
And let's close the keyboard.
1 of 6. Blank. Enter search or address. Tabs. Button. Enter search. Stop. 1 tab. Button. Stop. Enter search or address. About. Send info to Mozilla so that we can improve Firefox. Learn more. Chat. Yes. No. Yes. Button.
Why not?
Firefox. Problem loading page. Blank. Problem loading page. Firefox can find the server at www.launchpad.net. List 2 items. First item, check the address for type .example.com instead of .example.com. Last item, if you are unable to load any pages button, try again.
Alright, let's try it. Let's try an alternative.
Tabs button. Problem loading page. Problem load tabs. Button. Problem loading. 1 tab. Button. Problem load. List. First. Dot exam. Last. Problem loading page. Tabs. Button. Problem loading. 1 tab. Button. Black. Problem loading. Button. Try again. List 2. First. Dot exam. Check the 5. Heading level 1. Problem loading page. Tabs. Button. Problem loading page.
Let's see here.
Problem loading page. Heading Firefox list 2. Problem loading page.
All right.
Button. Problem loading private. Problem loading page. Settings. Button. New tab. Button. Close tab. New tab. Close tab. Blank. Blank. Enter search or address.
There we go. There we go. Okay.
About your browser.
This page load, this should be pretty much text, so it should load without a problem.
Enter set blank. www.1tab.blank. Problem loading page.
Okay. Yeah, that's where the internet's having.
1 tab. Problem loading. 1 tab. Okay. Button. Problem loads. Problem. Problem. Blank. Problem copy since new tab button since private but problem loading page since problem since
let's try this one
button since private tabs button problem loading. close tab, button blank.
This should work.
Enter search for one tab, enter search for F. Fire, question, fire, 1 of 6.
This should work.
Blank. Ice free, speech enabled, ice free at stop, ice free, blank.
So it's gonna take a while to load. And when it does, we will have a page that we can read. You will use left and right arrow keys to navigate through the elements on the page. And enter will select.
Ice free, speech enabled, ice free Android applications, Google Project Hosting, blank.
Alright, this is not going to load.
Free, one tap, button.
But if it would work,
image launcher,
under normal circumstances, you could press left and right arrows to navigate through the elements on the page. So we've browsed through the phone, we've browsed through the all applications, we've done the launcher, we've done setup. Okay, let's look at some third-party apps. First one is, how about checking our email? Since not everyone uses Gmail, I'm going to be using an app that works pretty much no matter what email provider you use. The app is called Canine Mail, and it can be downloaded from the Play Store.
Phone,
let's go ahead and do that now.
Messaging, image, three of phone, all applications, browse, car, downfly, Google phone, sound, spare car, Play Store, phone. Google setting, mess of music, news and weather, settings, ROM man of Play Store, go up, share, button, blank, go up, search, button, search Google Play, search Play Store, search K-A-M-P-M-D-M-9-M-I-L.
So it's Canine Mail, and okay, now let's go ahead and press the Enter key.
Play Store, search button, Play Store, search button. Apps, 1 of 20, apps, 2 of 22, 3 of 2 of 22, go up. Blank, blank. 40 blank. Blank, go up. Blank, blank. Blank, go up. Blank. 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 Install. Blank. 70. Rate this read was new. K9 mail 4.200 is
okay,
a read.
Okay, this is the right one.
70. Blank. Install. Button.
We'll click on the install button.
Blank. 4570. Blank. Install. Button. Boot and permit. Store. Sysnet. Your CR. Accept. Button.
Click on accept.
Google Play Store.
And let's allow K9 mail to download.
Pod. Blank. Blank. Go up. Share. Search. Cancel this screen. Cancel search.
Alright, K9. Blank. K9 Mail is still downloading. And we will.
Installing K9 Mail.
It's installing now.
Successfully installed K9 Mail.
And K9 Mail is now installed. So let's tap the home button.
Image, launcher, phone, all application messaging, image, 3 of 7, phone, all apps, browser, card, down, 5, Google News and weather, Google, K9 message, Muse, message, K9 mail.
And let's launch K9 mail. There we go.
Compose, about, check mail, more. K9 mail.
K9 mail's showing nothing when you arrow around. But let's go into more compose, and add an account.
Check mail, search, compose. Search, add account.
Add account, okay.
Set up a new account. Enter this account's email address.
So I'm going to enter my Gmail address.
Set up a new account. Enter this account's email address. Email. Enter this account's email address. Email address bilkld2008@gmail.com. Password. Edit text. Star. Star, star, star. 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 Star, 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 star. Star, star. Star, 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 star. Next button. Retrieving account information. Retrieving account information.
And we are now retrieving the account information.
33 checking outgoing server settings. 33%. Done. Cancel. You're almost done. Your account is set up, and mail is on its way. Voicemail system. New message one from your account is set up, and mail is on its way. Give this account a name. Optional. Edit text. Done. Button.
Let's click done.
Type your done button. Type your name. Displays on outgoing messages. Edit text.
I'm gonna type in my name now.
You're almost done. Cat B I L L space. Cat D P N G L P R. Percent. Percent. Left paren.
And we are now in our email. Let's go on so I can show you a pretty full folder of stuff. Let's go in and find.
Left square inbox, left square bracket mail, right square bracket slash important, left square bracket lists, 9 of
11. There's lists. Okay, let's go in here. This is basically just the iFree and Ubuntu users list. So, as you can, you know, as you would know, it's pretty full. So let's go in here and look at some of the messages.
billkd2008@gmail.com: inbox 20/25, load up to 25 more, 1 of 1. Fold compose, sort, select all, more. Check mail, folder list, check mail, billkd2008. FBI receipts lists. Left inbox. Left square bracket. Mail right square bracket slash draft. Left inbox. Not checked. Reply. Left. Not checked. Reply. Left square bracket Orca list right. Not checked. Reply. Left square bracket Orca list right square bracket Orca from master still no good for me. Jason White, 22-1. Not checked. 1 of 26.
So I can click on select here.
Russell James, reply. The latest version of ES File Explorer is inaccessible. Dunball, touch and lift dialer on the S3. Blank, blank. Hank Atma, reply. Dialing numbers while blank.
Alright, just do the inbox. Okay, here we go.
Blank. Steve Holmes less than Steve dot Holmes 88 at mail dot com greater than road file slash usr slash lit blank blank Steve Holmes less than Steve dot Holmes 88 at mail dot com greater than road file slash usr slash lib slash python 3.3 slash site packages slash orca slash event underscore manager dot py line 29 in less than module greater than import queue import error no module named single quote queue there's an error in event underscore manager dot py it should be queue with a lowercase queue not uppercase I checked the Git repository and it's correct there, so I don't know why your version has an error in it, since you said you were building from the master branch. Orca list mailing list. Orca, dash, list, reply, 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 reply all. Blank, edit text.
Alright, this will be a good way to show you how to do a reply.
Text,
okay.
Edit text.
Read over the message, and we will be able to send it.
Did you make any changes? Perhaps, try a git stash, and try building again. If you make no changes, try git call to update to the latest version. Blank, bill, edit text.
So there's my reply, and I can error around. It's not going to say anything. But if I want to send it, you press the menu key. Send is right there, so let's click send.
BILLKD2008@mail.com Inbox left square bracket 3 right square bracket Pull BILLKD2008@mail.com Inbox 20/25 Not checked, reply Left square bracket Orca list right square bracket or launcher Image
So that's basically canine mail. You can read your messages in there. You can reply to messages. You can compose a new message just by pressing menu and then going to compose, and you can fill it out and press menu and hit send, very much like I did with the reply. So canine mail is a usable email client. So we have the phone covered, we have the browser covered, we have the SMS app covered, and we have the mail client covered. There are a bunch of other types of apps you can get. There's a podcast grabber. There is a, there's a bunch of different podcast grabbers. There's one from Saratech that I'm going to be demonstrating in this particular podcast. And this podcast grabber will always grab the latest version of a podcast from the Saratech Podcast Network, whether that be, or Saratech Podcast Network, whether that be Saratech itself, That Android Show, or many of the other podcasts, End of Line, many of the other podcasts that Saratech does. You can play them directly from your Android device, and Saratech has created, like I said, a very nice podcast grabber. Well, it's not really a grabber, it's more like a streaming thing. But it's a very nice way to listen to their podcasts. So let's go ahead and install that, and we will be using it to play whatever their latest thing is.
Unlocked. All app launcher. All apps. Browser. Browser. Calculate browser. Car home.
Let's go to
Google News and settings. Sound setting. News and phone. Play Store.
Let's go to Play Store.
Play Store. Blank. Screech blank. Go up. Share. Button. Search. Share. Search. Search Google Play. Search Google Play. Search Play Store. Search. Button.
Alright, let's go ahead and search for Saratech's podcast app. It's called iBlink Radio. That's a letter I. Let's go ahead and search.
I-B-L-I-N-K. Play Store. Search. Button. Play Store. Search. Button.
Or a better way to get at it is just search for Saratech.
Play Store. Search.
That should do it.
Play Store. Search. Button. Saratech. Play Store. Search. Button.
I think I spelled the company's name right. I always get it wrong. Let's try typing the whole name out with spaces, see if we get it now.
Play Store. Search. Button.
M-M-S. There we go.
380 Morse code tutor by Jerry's Cats.
No.
80 handy lyric. Win of zero.
Okay. Alright, here we go. Now we got it. Now I can just type in. You got it. Okay, there we go. Just type in iBlink without any space. And there you go.
Go up, blank, left blank, go up, blank, install, button.
There we go, you click on install.
Google app permit store at your local hardware, phone call, network, accept, button, new place.
And we are now installing this app, so as before, you're going to hear a little bit of clicking, and then we'll be on our way.
iBlink Radio.
All right.
Screen on.
So the screen turned off. Let's turn it back on.
Blank. Screen on. 22:22.
Unlock.
Black Play Store. The blank. Go up. Black screenshot. Screen. Uninstall. Search. Button. Open. Uninstall.
This is another thing you can do with the Play Store. Or from the Play Store, so you can uninstall or open apps directly from the Play Store. But let's go ahead and open.
Share. Open.
Yeah. Okay, you can submit an iReport.
2013 convention coverage, 2 of 19. Audio tutorials and interviews, 3 of 19. Blindness resources, 4 of 19.
Generally, if you scroll past all this, you will find the latest Saratech content, which is what
Community
we want.
Community radio, listen to EOL, log for 01042013, 6 of 19. Listen to High Contrast Episode 9. The check, listen to our SPN special, Sun 2000, listen to Zero Spectives, listen to Zero Talk Podcast, listen to SPN Radio, listen to that Android Show episode 15, Home Screen, 12 of 19.
Here we go. Let's click on it.
Listen to that Android Show episode 15, Home Screen, 12 of 19. Listen to Triple Click Home episode 16. Don't take attachments from strangers. 13 of 9. Listen to that Android Show episode 15. Alert. SA Mobile Network. Listen to that Android Show episode 15. Home screen. 12 of 19.
Here we go.
Listen to that Android Show episode.
Oh boy, we started about so many different copies. This happens to you. Just. Oh boy, we started about 25 different copies of that Android show, all playing at once. I better go report that. In the meantime, what you can do as a workaround is if this happens to you, if you can still hear your speech, just just power it off. If not, pull the battery, which is what I just did. So I'm going to power the phone back up, and let's see, come on, power back up, okay. And we are going to start one copy of that Android show. The best way to avoid doing what I just did is press the button once. It's not going to give you any feedback, but just press the button once and it should start if you just give it a couple of minutes. But I will go ahead and report that to Saratech, so by the time you hear this, hopefully that bug will not exist. Yeah, let's give the phone a minute to boot up.
Statistics opted in. Image 3 of 7. Screen off.
Culture,
mess
okay.
Play Store, image, 4 play, image, 3 of 7, phone, all application, all upper card down, fire, Google set music, news and music, Google iBlink, K9, iBlink radio.
Alright, let's start one copy of that Android show. Not 10. Or 12. Let's see.
Launch news and web. iBlink radio. Blank.
I'm gonna have to give the app a minute to start. I might have to reconnect to Wi-Fi. Hang on.
Blank launcher. Ad search. Notif settings. Call set wireless and next. Eric's lost Wi-Fi. Connected to Bill Nexus. Check.
Okay, we're connected.
Launcher image. 3 of phone, all application, brown car, down, fire, Google settings, iBlink, K9, iBlink radio, blank.
Here we go. This app is a little bit non-responsive. It just takes a while to load, but it does load. It did not hang. It did not freeze. You just have to give it a minute. Same goes for when you actually click on something. Don't click on it 20 times, because otherwise you're going to get 20 copies.
1 of 19. 2,000 audio to blind communicate. Listen to Zero Spectit. Listen to Zero Talk Pop. Listen to SPN Radio. Listen to That Android Show episode 15. Home screen. 12 of 19.
Right, click it once and...
Updates available. Listen to That Android Show episode 15. Home screen. Pause.
For headphones with a safer, open-ear design so you can talk with those around you or hear your environment? Keep listening to the show to find out more about how you can get 40% off a set of Aftershocks headphones, including the new Bluetooth stereo model, or visit Saratalk.com to get the discount code right now.
Pause. Stop. Button.
You have a pause button. Pause. Button. So click the pause button.
Button. Stop.
And it turns into a play button. So we're going to click on it.
Pause.
There's the stop button, so let's go ahead and click on it.
Android Show episode 15, home screen, launcher, messaging, successfully updated, Google search.
Okay, so there you go. That is your That Android Show. If you listen to Saratech's podcast network, the iBlink Radio app is a pretty good way to keep that, you know, your podcast network. And apparently they have some audio tutorials for things like, I believe they had one for Windows speech recognition, and they have some miscellaneous things in there. But mostly, that app is going to be used for listening to the Saratalk podcast network. So if that is something you do, that is something that you're going to want to have on your device. I think that this gives us a good getting started with Android Gingerbread. And in the future, I will probably be doing getting started with ice cream sandwich and maybe even jelly bean, maybe even key lime pie. If you have any questions about Android, or you would like to flash a custom ROM onto your device, as I have said in other podcasts, please send me an email at billkd2008@gmail.com. You've heard TalkBack say it, you've heard me type it in, now I'm going to say it again. billkd2008@gmail.com. This concludes Getting Started with Android 2.3 Gingerbread.